Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
And by the way, let me give you another weird one. And we've covered this before, but let me just throw this out again. Because first off, it's timely to tell you about something tomorrow, but then it ties into the weird stuff. So here's the good stuff. Tomorrow on the program, obviously, Baxter Barkley has been a big initiative around here. We're all trying to do what we can to help Saquon win MVP. Now, last week didn't go as well. He didn't get as many yards. Josh Allen again went bananas with all his touchdowns and blah, blah, blah. So probably an uphill battle now, but not over. Saquon still got a shot for the MVP. He's still got a shot for 2,000 yards. He's still got a shot for Dickerson. Matter of fact, he's likely to get 2,000 yards, which, you know, the last time it
pretty
happened
amazing.
With Adrian
only
Peterson,
happened 8 times.
He won the MVP.
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow, another back. We'll see where he comes down. I'm sure he's going to be pro Saquon. The great Wilbert Montgomery on our program. Wilbert tomorrow. And John, you and I have never had Wilbert on the show.
No.
So this is amazing.
8:40 tomorrow, Wilbert, which will be awesome.
Also has been around the league as coach.
Marshall Faulk.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I had a Wilbert Montgomery jersey in 1980.
Well, that was the year.
Yeah.
Sure.
Man.
So Wilbert, if you don't know, was the Eagles' all-time single-season rushing record holder until McCoy. So it went from Van Buren in 49. I'm just talking individual Eagles season. Van Buren in 49 to Wilbert in 78. Then Wilbert passed it again in 79. He held that record for about 3 decades. Then LeSean got it in 2013. And obviously, most recently, Saquon's got it. So we look forward to talking to the great Wilbert Montgomery tomorrow at 8:40. But here's also what I'm getting at. So I talked to Wilbert 2 days ago. He's coming on the show. It'll be great. After I talked to him, like 3 hours later, I'm scrolling through Facebook. What pops up on my Facebook feed? A picture of Wilbert Montgomery.
I don't think that's a mystery.
James, like, what the hell, man?
I think it's listening. I agree.
It shouldn't be legal.
I totally agree, but it has happened to all of us way too many times for it to be anything other than, it's not a coincidence. Like,
John, that shouldn't be legal, man.
I agree.
You know what's great? I haven't noticed it
that
blatant.
Oh, I do.
I have.
Dude, Emily and I will be, like, talking about a song and then, like, bang, like it plays.
You buy a product and then you see an advertisement pop in your phone. Go ahead, Ross.
Well, first of all, I've noticed that a couple times. The first couple times people said that, like, I said, no way, no way. But then it happened to me a couple times, so I believe it. But just as you were going through it, what are the odds that the two Eagles, single-season rushing record holders, are from Allentown and Harrisburg? I mean, think about that for a second, right? Like, there's the whole country. There's a lot of running backs in Texas and Florida and all over. Like, the fact that both of them grew up in Eagles country, like mid-major cities, not that far from Philly. The odds of that are very, very small.
Well, that's cool.
We need to draft more Eastern PA guys.
Well, and Nick Singleton, Penn State's running back.
Yes, take him.
Similar area. Yeah.
He's from Reading, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. So if anyone has an answer on the drones, we're all ears, because it's a huge topic in America. And just curious, you know, what the hell is going on. Also, the Phils and the Eagles, as we've been discussing a lot. Let's get to JP right now in Plymouth Meeting. JP, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always a pleasure, as always. Hope everybody's having a wonderful week, getting ready for Christmas. So, Sunday, I'm watching the game with my dad. He's in an assisted living place, and I watched the first half with my dad. Then I left, and he said, call me when the game's over. So I call him when the game's over. And my dad made me have an epiphany. He said, who else do we have to beat? Who else do we have to beat to be considered a great team? He goes, let's just sit back and enjoy what the Eagles are doing right now. So that's what I'm going to do. I was the one at 2-2 that said, hey, Sirianni's got to go. But, hey, I retract everything I said. We just got to enjoy them, enjoy the ride. Because, man, they're taking us all on one heck of a ride.
Yeah, they really are. Look, I like your mindset there, JP. Look, we're going to have critical analysis. It's what we do as fans. But one of our points of emphasis today was to say, let's celebrate the greatness and discuss what elements of it haven't gotten enough. Because Saquon has gotten a lot of bouquets, as he deserves. But as John brought up right out of the gate this year, physical toughness of the team. I mean, I'd reference a guy like Nolan Smith. I mean, JP, you talk about you were out on Sirianni 3 months ago. I was out on Nolan Smith 2 months ago. I thought he was a B-U-S-T 2 months ago. I thought he was a bust. Now he looks like a baller. I mean, like, that's an unbelievable evolution in a short period of time. And by the way, at a time when they really needed it in particular, given that Brandon Graham got injured. I mean, that was, because if he doesn't step in and play well, guys, we've seen it before. You have greatness until you don't. Usually it's not replaced. Obviously, Foles replaced Carson. Thank God he did save the season. But, I mean, we've seen guys like Mike McMahon step in. I mean, we have seen plenty of guys be horrible players at various positions. They can sometimes a starter submarines a season. You know, I mean, James, I remember that cornerback year, 2014.
Fletcher and Kerry Williams.
Yeah, they couldn't deal with Dez Bryant. I mean, the Eagles are right there with the Cowboys at, 9-3. They could not stop the cornerbacks were incapable, literally incapable of stopping Dez Bryant, who had 3 touchdowns and the season fell apart. Because then, of course, Deshaun got him the next week and it was all bye-bye, everybody. So, you know.
Was that Saturday night game in Washington?
Well, the second one, yes, you're right. It was the third straight loss. They lost to Seattle, then Dallas, and then Deshaun beat them and did that kicking motion going to the,
to Sanchez.
Brutal.
It was
Joe,
brutal.
I got two for you.
Go for it, Ross.
That haven't been talked about.
Okay.
Number one, Calcaterra is pretty good.
He's solid, man.
I mean, when they drafted him, I mean, this is a guy that retired from college football to be a firefighter because of concussions. And now he's made some critical plays for the Eagles. I feel like that's going under the radar because with Goddard out, you need him to at least play well enough. And he's done that. The other thing that nobody's talked about, do you guys realize that Mailata is by far the highest ranked offensive lineman in the NFL?
Didn't know it. No.
And he might be the highest ranked player. So we talk a lot about Hurts and the receivers and Saquon, and even I feel like we talk about the O-line in general, or we talk about Lane, how good Lane is, or Becton being surprisingly good. I don't think I've seen this pop up a bunch. Pro Football Focus, all those websites. Mailata is the highest ranked offensive lineman in the NFL this season, and I might be wrong about this. I think I saw where they had him ranked as the highest ranked player in the NFL. So Mailata is having like an all pro caliber year. Trent Williams is hurt. So this Mailata actually might be, if people are paying attention, he might be the first team all pro left tackle. And so my prophecy from the third preseason game in 2018 might actually come true.
Okay. Was that his first game, Russ?
The third preseason game. I was watching him. I could not believe this guy that had never played football before was already better than I had ever been. I was like, oh my gosh, he's not just going to start for the Eagles. He's going to be like an all-pro. Yeah. They're going to go from Jason Peters to Jason Peters Jr.
It's an incredible development. I mean, it's really an amazing organizational success story. And obviously, Mailata deserves the most credit. But also from Stoutland to Howie and the whole thing, it's really a remarkable thing. All right, JP, I need an answer from you, my man. Give me what you got here, a truth you'd like to know.
I want to know how many licks does it actually take to get to the Tootsie Pop.
That's a great answer.
To get to what?
The center of a Tootsie Pop. Remember the old commercials?
Well, that is the best.
A three.
Wait. You don't know this?
Though. Really? How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Nope.
You've never heard of it.
It was the centerpiece of their ad campaign.
With the owl.
Forever.
A two, a three.
What
and then he eats it. Three licks.
That's a really good impression, James.
Thank you. I feel good.
That was very good, James.
I grew up on the planet Houston. You know that you got... You got the reference, John?
Yes.
Let's see if anyone else but John knows what movie the planet Houston is from. Come on, man.
It sounds super familiar.
On.
I feel like I know.
Come
it.
On.
Oh,
no idea.
Guys,
come
really?
On, man.
Star
Wars. General Zod.
Star Wars, yeah.
Superman.
I mean, Superman. That's what I meant. I meant Superman.
Superman,
not Star Wars.
Too. Yeah. Right? When Zod did wrecking shop down in the South and that whole
thing. See how Joe pivoted
Isn't
from the original
Maul?
Question?
Yeah. Thank you, Ben.
He does that.
You know
right?
why?
He
you know,
does
you know why, Ben?
Get
why?
Hammer!
Just, I'm a deflector. And it's part of why I'll be a great politician.
Amazing.
You ask me about A, I'll answer about X.
And give a reference that no one in the room gets except one
And then
person.
I look like the smart guy and I make everyone forget that I know the center of what's it, a Tootsie Roll? Is that what you said?
Tootsie Pop.
How do you not know
You know what a Tootsie Pop is?
To get to the center of a Tootsie
Pop's that little round thing, right?
A whoa, lollipop?
Whoa,
whoa,
lollipop?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You Tootsie don't know what a Tootsie Pop,
pop
is?
For it's not
one
little,
of the greatest
round
lollipops
thing?
It's a lollipop.
Ever created.
Don't know it.
No. Oh,
what?
God.
Don't know it.
My God.
What?
I don't
you
believe
really
them.
Are from
hold on,
a different
hold on.
Planet.
They're right
yeah.
next to the chicken
planet
wings
Apollo.
In the grocery store.
Yeah, thank you, James.
You know what a Tootsie Roll is?
Is that the round thing?
What?
What?
There little, no, the little well, round not, thing. The little.
No, do you think a Tootsie Roll and a Tootsie Pop are the same
what
thing?
What color is a Tootsie Roll?
I'm going to say brown. Brown, okay. Brown slash black. Like in that
no,
darker
it's
color.
It's just brown.
Brown, fine.
Tootsie Roll
so
is
you don't
brown
know. You're just guessing.
Round.
No, I it's the little round
it's
thing,
an
right?
Oval, so you do, like
it's a small
cylinder.
Little cylinder, yes. Yeah.
Well, what's a Tootsie Pop? Do you know that?
Well, now I know. Apparently, I find out it's a lollipop type thing.
It's
I didn't
the
know
greatest lollipop of all time.
It has
type
the
thing.
Tootsie Roll
I didn't
in
know that.
The middle.
I'm telling you, I didn't know.
On the stick. So the Tootsie Roll okay. is on a stick okay. with mm-hmm. a lollipop around the Tootsie
food,
Roll.
Food on a
and
stick.
And you
yeah.
eat it, yes.
It's like a,
that's
like a
Tootsie
like a shish kebab.
That's okay. a Tootsie
Roll. Exactly
like
a shish kebab.
You've never seen this or heard of this in your life?
I'm telling you, the answer is no. You can drill down on me as much as you want. You already got me. You got me. Guilty is...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charged.
It's just impossible that he could somehow avoid
no,
seeing
no.
or hearing or like witnessing.
But John, it's
no,
that
it's not.
Item
not with Joe. It's
life.
Not. It's not
because of what I was focused on, which was Kelly Kapowski and the 91 Eagles defense. That's what I grew up on. What do you want me to tell you? All right. James, what do you, Ross? You like that? I mean,
I love that Kelly Kapowski and the 91. Joe, you and I are brothers from another mother.
Listen,
12 years old, 91 Eagles defense and Kelly Kapowski.
Correct.
I mean, Kelly Kapowski all day, every
all
day,
all yeah. timer. But yeah. anyway, go ahead, James. What do you got?
We talked about before. Rio was right. Detroit does hold the tiebreaker over Minnesota. So if Detroit loses a game and Minnesota doesn't, goes into that last game, if Detroit beats them, they would still they would be ahead of them. But again, wait,
which team would be ahead?
So Detroit holds a tiebreaker. So if Minnesota has to go into that game tied with Detroit for it to matter to Minnesota.
See, that's problematic for the Eagles, guys.
You basically need both teams to lose a game prior to that last game for the Eagles to win out.
Because presumably Minnesota would not play their starters.
But they definitely wouldn't. Why would they?
If they're going to play the next week as a 5 seed regardless. Oh, that's not good. That's not good. All right, 215-59. Go ahead, Ben. What?
Kelly Kapowski, Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue.
That's a bad answer.
Yeah.
It's a bad answer.
Okay, Kelly's whatever her name is.
Kapowski.
Kapowski. Ria. Sorry, I don't know.
Tiffany Amber
Saved by the Bell? Liz Taylor. I did never watch Saved by the Bell.
Wow.
Liz Taylor.
Because I grew up on Kelly Kapowski. But Liz Taylor would have greater historical...
I just love throwing her name.
Listen. You're in my wheelhouse now. Right, welcome to my wheelhouse.
It's an interesting wheelhouse, Joe.
All right, I haven't even gotten on Marky Post yet, but that's a whole other matter. All right, but that's a different, that's the older genre, obviously.
Anyway. Older than Liz Taylor?
What do you mean?
Older than Kelly Kapowski. She's older than
Good
Lisa
point,
Turtle.
James.
She's older than Nicole Eggert was. Right, settle down.
Lisa Turtle's on the list?
Lisa Turtle,
this is an unexpected one.
Come on, man.
Listen,
I got all of it. Lork Voorhees.
Lark.
Whatever her name is.
Wait, you thought her name Lork. Was Lork?
Whatever. Whose name is Lork?
More than Lork.
Lork and Lork from Lork.
Come on. Both names are weird.
All Lork.
Right, let's get to Brandon Graham. He joined us on the program yesterday, and we had to ask about could you, maybe, possibly, play again this year? Here's that exchange with BJ. Any chance of you being back if the team reaches the Super Bowl? Like in your early weeks of rehabbing, is it possible or is it off the table?
Man, anything is possible. So that's how I'm gonna feel. That's how I'm gonna fill it in. But just know we working, trying to see what happens. We got to get there. And so I guess I'll be ready to tell you that when I get there.
Understood. Uh-huh. Fair enough.
Do you
enough.
See the smile on his face?
I do.
Just saying.
That would be so sweet. And then, boy, go out there. Put your left hand again on that ball, man. The one that you hurt, it's like, boy, nah. But I am working. We working. The Eagles organization, top notch. Helping guys get back. And so I'm excited to see where we at.
Good, man.
At that time.
Now that's BG. Yes, sir. The door is slightly open. Aiden Hutchinson said the same thing, by the way. So you know,
modern medicine. You never know. You got all sorts of help. You can come back a lot faster than you ever would have expected.
James, let me ask you this. If the Phillies had reached the 2023 World Series, would Rhys Hoskins have been activated?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Yeah. Ben, would he?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. I will say no. With BG, though, I think BG's a particularly unique one in that I don't think he really has to even play that much in the game. Like, I just think if you could have him be a part of it and be back for that, the lift that would give the team.
Yeah.
Like, even if he only plays a couple plays,
for.
I think the lift.
That's exactly.
No, I'm not saying they couldn't use him on the field. They could use him.
I don't know if Sirianni
saying,
would do that, though.
I'm just saying, regardless, the lift he would bring off the field, I think, would be as much as on.
Yes.
I got weird vibes from him yesterday.
Do you think he's really of that mind, Rhea?
Yeah.
Good. That's great. I mean, if he can line it up, that's great.
Can you imagine if someday there were a Lork the camera?
Well, listen,
a little baby Lork the camera.
As if Lark is a normal name, right? Lark
sounds
and Lork,
like an
little
alien.
Baby right. Lork,
baby Lork from Planet Apollo.
I'm gonna, Lork delivered by a store.
So says Devin, who thought Jaws ate a freaking car. All right,
tiny Lorky the right? camera.
Devin, we can play that audio. Jaws ate a car.
It's like 3 years
baby
ago.
Baby Lorky.
Right, up ahead, more with Ross, plus Sirianni, something he said. Also, Ken Rosenthal on Alec Boehm and a blast from the past you haven't heard in a long time. We'll get to that and more. Matter of fact, it's two blasts from the past.